The Trump administration is banning U.S. embassies around the world from flying the gay pride flag on their flagpoles. Earlier this month, American diplomats said that embassies in Israel, Germany, Brazil, Latvia, and elsewhere requested to fly the rainbow flag beneath the American flag, but were denied. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed that policy on NBC News last night.
We're proud to be able to serve every American. And we both feel that way very passionately. But when it comes to the American flagpole at American embassies and capitals around the world, having the one American flag fly, I think, is the right decision. And we put no restrictions on displaying any other flags or any other displays at our embassies beyond that.
Several embassies have opted to display the pride flag in other ways. Here in Wisconsin, Governor Evers declared that the rainbow flag would fly above the Capitol building for all of June, which is known as Pride Month. That's touched a nerve among some conservatives in the state. Kimmy King is a professor of political science at the University of North Texas. Her areas of expertise include civil rights and liberties and administrative agency decision making. Kimmy, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on public radio.
So national level around the world, here in Wisconsin, did you see the pride flag becoming a controversy this year?
No, and it's actually quite interesting. If you look at what case law has, there's actually more case law on what you can do to an American flag than there is case law on what to do if you want to fly a flag. But I would also point out that this is part of a larger issue. Think about all of the controversy about Confederate soldiers and Confederate flags. And so in that sense, it very much is a part of the debate that we've been having about symbolism and ideology in public spaces.
Now, some of the argument is what we just heard from Vice President Pence there. The issue isn't what flag. It's in some cases people want to say, hey, there should be just that one American flag over an embassy, or just an American flag and a state flag and maybe the POW MIA flag on the Wisconsin flagpole, and people not wanting to open the door to any other flags beyond that.
Yes, and actually one of the things that you see happening is that many cities are more directly affected by this and caught up in the controversies, and a number of them are scrambling to put policies in place so that they are not accused of being what we call, what we look for in the law, is being arbitrary and capricious about how you're approaching some issue. And so you're going to see a whole host of new policies come out about who gets to make the decision and under what circumstances flags can be flown.
Well, I want to give a listen or read out a couple of statements from our Governor Evers, a Democrat who wanted to fly the flag, and a Republican state senator. First, Governor Evers, in a statement, said, "Publicly displaying the rainbow pride flag sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin is a welcoming and inclusive place where everyone can live without fear of persecution, judgment, or discrimination." And then Republican state senator David Craig, in a tweet, said, "The U.S. and Wisconsin flags are flown over us as unifying symbols for all Wisconsinites. The governor's action today is no doubt a statement to advance a cause. The only cause that the Capitol flag should represent is 50 states united in one republic." So the argument seems to be the pride flag is inclusive or the pride flag is divisive.
Yeah, and understand that those are the exact same kind of arguments that we've been having about the Confederate flag. And one of the reasons why Confederate flags started being pulled down across the country in a trend that began really in the 1990s of being pulled down is because they were seen as being divisive. And so you see your governor trying to make a clear point that there's a distinction between what the LGBT flag represents versus other flags, which he knows or he has to have some reason to believe he's going to be challenged on. And it really strikes at your core ideology, right? It depends on how you see the Confederate flag or how you see the LGBT flag. And that's where the difficulty comes. I would also point out that part of the reason why there is this tension is because of a number of the policies that President Trump has put in place, which are perceived as being hostile to the LGBT community. And I think that's part of why you're seeing this backlash, is that it is also a slap in the face of the challenges and the rollback of advances that were made under the Obama administration that many, and some definitely, feel are taking place.
Talking to Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas, about the rainbow flag. Governor Evers proclaimed that it would fly over the state capitol. Embassies around the world have been advised not to fly it on the flagpole under the U.S. flag. They're displaying it in other ways in many cases. All that said, Kimmy, think back even just 10, 15 years ago, the notion that this would even be an issue for debate might have seemed incredible, the idea that anyone would put up the pride flag so prominently over a government building.
10, 15 years ago, we forget that states were caught up in passing laws to ban same-sex marriage. Not only were we not talking about flying the LGBT flag, we were talking about putting in place laws that deliberately discriminated based on LGBT status. So without a doubt, you have to look at this and say, you've come a long way, baby, in a very short amount of time. What remains to be seen is what kind of backlash happens, because certainly you will see folks in Wisconsin challenge his executive decision on this. There's a little bit of case law that supports the idea that it is within his authority, but what will be interesting to see is whether your legislature takes actions to either support him or to challenge him and his authority to be able to take that action. And that will really define where we go in this debate.
Yeah, there's already a petition from at least one group aimed at challenging the governor's decision. Do you see it likely? You mentioned likely court challenges, Kimmy. Could other groups come out and say, okay, we have a flag because you've given this deference to this one flag, we feel like we have a right to that as well?
Yeah, I think you definitely will, simply because you've seen that in the context of other areas in which people want to post displays, especially public parks. Typically, when you look at the laws around the country, it's vested in whoever the leader is, the governor, the president, or whatever. But it's when you drill into those municipalities where you don't have rules and guidelines, and that's where it's going to be interesting. The other thing I want to have on people's radar is that we're hearing stories that in Seoul, South Korea, and in New Delhi, India, the embassies there defied President Trump's orders. And went ahead and flew the flag. So it will be curious to see if the president takes any actions. It certainly seemed to indicate that what Vice President Pence was saying is that the president would be okay with displays like what the ambassador in Nepal did, where he tweeted a picture of himself surrounded by the staff with pride and all the rainbow colors. Those kinds of symbolic representations seem to be okay, but whether or not defying the president's order not to fly the flag, that's going to be a different issue.
We'll watch and see what develops. Kimmy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You betcha.
That's Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas. We talked with her about the Trump administration's decision to ban U.S. embassies from flying the pride flag on their flagpoles. We also discussed Governor Evers' order to fly the rainbow flag over the state capitol building during June, which is Pride Month.